New on Hulu, as well as the theaters this weekend, Frances McDormand stars in Nomadland, about a community of people who travel the country picking up work and who don't have a permanent home.
I'd probably recommend taking that money and putting it towards a different vehicle.
I can't do that. I spent a lot of time and money building the inside out, and a lot of people don't understand the value of that, but it's not something like we can... I live in there. It's my home.
Film critic Christian Toto tells us Nomadland is one of the best movies he's seen in quite a while.
It's a story about a woman who is really struggling financially. She's had a loss in her personal life, and she decides to take the biggest risk of her life. She hits the road. She kind of retrofits an old van, decides to go out and become a nomad, someone who travels the country, living off the places that she ends up, and meeting this different community of people who are doing very similar things. And it's fascinating on many, many levels. The director and the creative team really did get to know some of the people, and some of them are actually real life wanderers, for lack of a better phrase, who are incorporated into the narrative. But it's also a look at economic woes, personal struggles, how do you kind of bounce back from grief. There's a lot of really interesting, meaty themes here. And also there's a potential love interest too for the main character, played by Frances McDormand, who is just about as good as it gets on screen. She's a wonderful actress. She's been that way for years. And I would not be surprised at all if she snags a Best Actress nomination, because once again, she's great in this film. It's the kind of story that you don't often see. I think this is a subculture that is not really focused on a lot, but boy, Nomadland does it so well. I don't know any other movie could do it justice like this one does.
There is a trailer that we want everybody to check out. It's for an upcoming film called Cruella, the origin story of Disney's Cruella de Vil. Is this almost like Joker was to the Batman franchise?
It certainly is. And, you know, the Joker film was obviously a very stern, R-rated adventure that was tough to watch for many people. This one is a Disney production, so I'm not expecting the gravitas or the bleakness of that particular movie, but when you watch the trailer, it certainly does have that Joker vibe. And it's also interesting, this, you know, the previous film, Maleficent, looked at a signature Disney villain and kind of cast her in a different light, and I think that's what they're trying to do here. The star here is Oscar winner Emma Stone. The movie comes out in theaters in May, and if you haven't seen the Cruella trailer, I definitely recommend at least checking out. It's just kind of an interesting look at how Hollywood repurposes classic content, how some of our biggest stars end up in properties that maybe don't seem like a perfect fit. You think that an Emma Stone would be doing a dramatic role or something, but this is a crowd-pleasing Disney presentation, but I think they're trying to make us at least sympathize with a villain. It'll be interesting to see what happens
Christian
next.
Toto of HollywoodandToto.com on Skype. He strongly recommends Nomadland on Hulu and in theaters.